At 6:17, Wednesday, February 13th, we will call the Judicial Law Enforcement Committee meeting to order. Supervisor Ron Frederick is present, both Youth and Governance. Supervisor Boyd Frederick, Supervisor Doug Noble, Supervisor Ron Johnson, Supervisor Meter Johnson, and the supervisor missing is Supervisor Erica. With that, at 6:17.
Youth and Governance?
Yes, I said they were present. Citizens' comments. Any citizens wishing to speak to the committee, you have 3 minutes to address the committee. Citizens' comments. Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. 6:18, supervisor comments. At this time, any supervisors have any comments? Concerns? Seeing none, supervisor comments are closed. 6:18, chairman comments. As of right now, I don't have any. I do want the committee to be thorough in their debate and discussion with the sheriff today on this mobile command unit. He's assured me he's ready to answer any and all questions. So with that, moving on at 6:19, can I have the approval of the minutes for January 9th, 2013?
Second.
Approved by Supervisor Ron Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? These minutes are approved. 6:19, number six, Sheriff Mobile Command Unit Post Update. Sheriff Beth, you're up.
Thank you.
Thank you for the time.
Tonight is just for informational purposes only. I'm not asking for any action either from this committee or the committee to follow. And I guess I'll explain why in just a little bit. But one of the things I think we're all responsible to do is to give the people of this community the best service that we can at the best dollar. Last fall brought forward basically the same proposal. I was looking forward to do it out of have the vehicle bonded. And what we were able to do is, I hate to call it a perfect storm, but we ran into a perfect storm. I think what we're able to do this time is I'm able to ask for the same vehicle and do it out of this year's monies that we were allotted for squad cars. The reason this happened, last year's squad cars, if you would have asked me in June or July or September, October, I would have said we could not go longer and postpone it, this year's fleet. We didn't have a choice. And it wasn't Joint Services' fault. It isn't anyone's fault. The squad cars from last year are brand new squad cars, brand new models that didn't even come off the line until about June. Chicago got some of the first ones, and we got them shortly after the first few. I'm sorry. It's my alarm clock. I'm supposed to wake up. And then the issue was, so these squad cars in any other year should have been on the road last April or May to start replacing the fleet. They didn't actually come off the line until about June. And then because they're brand new cars, all the insides, the cage, the consoles, the light bars, everything that goes into a new squad car wasn't even designed yet, wasn't fabricated, wasn't built. It wasn't until about Christmas time that we had all the equipment to go start going into these brand new squad cars. Joint Services, ever since all the equipment came in, has been working diligently every week to get, and they're able to get about one squad car a week through their production and get it all done. Still sitting at the detention center are about a dozen brand new squad cars that have graphics on the side, but they're still not with the cage, the light bar, and all the equipment that goes inside of it. Thanks to our deputies, four squad cars were totaled last year, so we actually we're replacing four other squad cars that we didn't budget for in last year's budget, but we got this brand new squad car waiting to replace the fleet. Again, I go back to the perfect storm. We didn't plan it. And I still go back to last October. I would have told you we can't put it off. We had no choice. Fleet maintenance had to keep our fleet running. And they did a great job. They were able to pull it off. So in reality, last year's fleet will be hitting the roads about almost the same time that this year's fleets would have been going out. So rather than going out last April, they're going out this April. And right now, they're about a third of the way through our current fleet and getting them all done up. The other thing that added to it was the city purchased the same squad cars we did. So not only did we have our 18 squad cars, but the city had their dozen or whatever they had sitting out there too. So we looked like a brand new squad car at the detention center holding area, which is really what it was until just now. We budgeted in 2013 $397 to replace squad cars. This
$397,000?
Yes, I don't know what I just said, but yeah, $397,000.
You left off the thousand part.
Oh, thousand part. That's kind of an important number. Yeah.
We were going to write you a check.
We can wait for the zeros now. Be fine. $397,000, and the other part that came in really just the same time as we start that made us think of this. Was we just got a grant verbally from the federal government for $116,000 to get a new bomb vehicle. So we had actually started looking at another bomb vehicle, and then we said, can we put the two together? And that's why I'm here tonight, to kind of bring all of you up to speed on what our thought is. We'd like to take the $116,000, and the reason I'm not bringing it forward right now is I have no hard copy from the federal government. I think we'll have it by March, and that's why I'm saying that next month I'll bring a resolution forward to do the same thing I'm explaining tonight with a little bit better detail on the vehicle, but we have a close to what we're looking for here. With the $397,000 and $116,000, that puts us in the $510 to $520 range for dollars that have, we believe we're going to have for this vehicle. And then we would also sell our mobile command unit, and I hope we get a lot of money for it. I don't know how much it's going to get. From LDV, he said you're going to get probably in the ballpark of $10,000 to $20,000 for the mobile command unit. We'll put it on an auction. I've already started talking to some other sheriffs up further up north that have nothing. And I told them that I'd be completely honest of all the things that we have issues with. So that will go up in auction after everything gets approved and we start moving forward. So now we have, we started working. As soon as I brought it up to all of you, sent you an email, explained. I also talked to Supervisor Gintz actually on my way here, kind of screwed up and didn't bring him up to speed on being the chair for the county board. But brought him up to speed of what we're doing tonight also. I'll pass these around too. And these are just some examples of other ones of about what it would look like. This is a good one. If you look at the packet, it gives you a diagram, a floor plan of what this vehicle would look like. We're not completely sold on it right now. Inside here is a galley. I'm not sure that we need a galley or just more storage at this time, so we're still tweaking that a little bit. In the initial numbers that LDV gave, they also gave a chassis of a Freightliner. And I had trucks for years, and Freightliner is kind of the... If you know boats, it's the Bayliner of trucks. It's the low end of trucks. It's the plasticky of trucking. So what I asked them to do is to incorporate chassis from a, I don't say more reputable company, but a more solid company, because this truck is going to last us for many, many, many years to come. And that's going to be a couple thousand dollars more. So these are the specs. And like I said, just kind of bringing you up to speed. A lot of this won't mean a lot to some of you. I mean, the 16,000-pound front axles, the 40,000 rears, the locking back axles, all important stuff. But a lot of you really don't care. I think you're counting on us to make sure that we build the right machine and something that's going to last our department long past our services here on the county board and me at the sheriff's department. So, and that's what our goal is. The final number on what they have here is $528,000. That is in the ballpark of where we need to be with the monies that's coming in. And like I said, I've asked for them to bid out the higher quality chassis, Kenworth, and they have not priced out getting rid of the galley and just putting in storage parts in there. There's no bathroom in it. The other part that is not included in this is the radio system. And a rough estimate that we've been given right now, because two-way radio has not had the chance to actually look at these, because these, what you have in front of you, just came here today, was emailed to us today. But their guess is about $25,000 for the radios to put into there. And those radios will be able to dispatch, like what I told you, be able to do in case the dispatch center goes down, be able to communicate to other departments, and we will take, I don't know if I ever talked to this group about a trailer that we have. It's called the ACU-1000. Ring a bell for anyone? No, okay. ACU-1000 is something that we got from the federal government about 8 years ago. It looks like a camper. It truly is a camper. It's got a little bathtub in the back. It's got a little toilet. And if you pulled out the equipment that's in it, you could take it camping with you. The equipment is the important part. It's a radio. It's for interoperability. What it does is it patches anyone who would come down here. It patches all of our radios together. So what we would do if we got this vehicle, we would take that radio equipment plus the radios that we would need to go into it also, and we'd be able to have interoperability with anyone who'd come here, be able to communicate, dispatch. If you look at the drawings here on the very back of this truck, you will see, and I don't know what they're going to update it because I wasn't real excited about the roll door that they had on it, but it'll have a ramp and the robot will come down. We will satisfy the requirements of the federal government with the bomb truck. The robot will be in there and bomb equipment will be in there, so this will be one of the major vehicles that rolls out with the bomb unit too. So this vehicle will be used for, sometimes we get kind of stuck on Country Thunder because that's the only thing that major things we bring it out to because they have time to get it out. But the bomb unit goes out a few times a month. Sometimes it's several times a month and sometimes it's maybe once or twice a month. This will roll out with any bomb type call. It'll go out with any tactical team or SWAT team type call. It'll go out with any accident. Anytime we have an extended call, if we would have, hopefully we never do have a Big Bear incident. Big Bear, California? It would be there. When we had the plane crash, when Racine had the plane crash, when we have flooding, it'll go out probably a couple times a month to several times a month once this unit gets in operation. Country Thunder does not ask for us to bring it out there. And I basically pushed myself on Country Thunder. And I said, if you want to have Country Thunder, we're going to be there. But they didn't specify what equipment comes out there. We did. So I don't want us to get in the mindset. My plan is, and I think if I ask them, they'll contribute. But I have a very hard time. And like I said, the people out there, the new owners are very, very nice to deal with. And I think if I explain to them what we have, they know the services, they know we're doing a good job, I believe that they will contribute toward it. I have a very hard time specifically coming up with any dollar amount and saying you need to give us this or this or this. But if I ask them and maybe tell them I need to put radios in here and here's the $25,000, would you be able to pay for part of that over whatever period of time? I don't know this for sure, but I'll bet you they'll do it. So, is there anything else? I guess I'm open for questions. I'm sure I didn't cover everything, but I'm open for questions.
Thank you. Let the record show, Supervisor Arndt, answer your please. Any questions from any supervisors? Supervisor.
Well, a couple. Do we have a place to park that beast?
Yes. In Pleasant Prairie, there's a house down there that I heard there's a big wide open driveway.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're
talking about her house.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that one. At 45 and 50, the current mobile command unit is parked inside the cold storage building out at 45 and 50 by the highway department. So this will get parked inside that building. It'll be replaced by.
It looks a lot bigger than what I remember the old one to be.
This one is about 6 feet longer. 6 feet longer.
Okay. Another question. This grant for $116,000 was for you're putting that ramp on the back to put the bomb thing in, and that's why you think this will qualify for that?
We've already been told it would.
Okay. So you're just waiting for final.
I'm just waiting for a sheet of paper that says you can start pulling money out.
Right. Okay. You know, and I know you don't want to press Country Thunder apparently that hard, but I think I sent an email to Chief Deputy. I copied him on it, but I would think that you can ask them if they'd contribute voluntarily, but I think in your other pocket you should have some type of a computation, even if you include all the times that it goes out for bomb calls, but you consider that it's there for a week. So if you figured out how many times it's used, you know, for an hour, you know, for a day here and a day there in a solid week at Country Thunder, to me, there's got to be a computation you could come up with that would justify the fact that they should contribute towards it.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea, trying to come up with an idea, but I think rather than, and I'm not hearing anyone say beat them over the head and say you have to do this in order for us to be out there. But I have no issue with that at all. Coming up with a plan of, this vehicle costs us so much to run to do this. And they pay all expenses. Country Thunder's always paid all the expenses, any fuel or anything we've done. And I have no issue going to them and saying, explaining exactly how this whole thing worked, feelings of the board, and I'll bet you anything that they will say, we will help you. And I think a lot of times asking goes a lot further than trying to pull teeth.
I agree with that. I'm just saying in your side pocket, you ought to have some computations to show them
why they
need to help you because, you know, $500,000 piece of equipment that, I mean, I know Terry Rose was throwing out $10,000. That doesn't really sound like that much money, you know, per year to contribute to a $500,000 piece of equipment. But I would like to see what some type of an accounting type of computation came up with.
We'll do our best. I don't know how we completely do that, but we'll put our heads together and we'll come up with that. And if all this comes to pass, I will let you know how we kind of came up with the number we do.
Yeah. Well, if it's right. Okay. I mean, that's only would actually bring in $10,000 a year, but it looks like you might be needing that $10,000 for the first year anyways to finish off the deal.
It's a possibility. Who knows? Maybe Country Thunder will say, we will buy your radios. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, the people there have been really, really good to work with. The new owners they know that we do a good job. They're great for the community, and I'll bet you anything they'll step up to some degree.
Now, I could be wrong on this, but I think it was asked by somebody on Finance Committee if you would entertain doing exactly what you're thinking of doing. Not, of course, the 116, but would you consider not replenishing your fleet?
Right.
And
I said
at the time,
no.
You said no.
Right.
Because I think I was at that meeting.
Yep. I did. I think the Chief Deputy at another meeting said the same thing. Uh-huh. And again, I go back to if you were to have asked me, I still feel the same way. If you would have asked me in October, I would answer the same way. No, I'm not. But we're past that. We hit that perfect storm where I didn't have a choice of getting the new cars on the road.
Yeah.
because they couldn't get them up there. I'd be riding around with cars with no radios and no lights and no roll cages and no, but we're there. And since we're there, that's where Captain Apker approached the chief deputy, and the chief deputy approached me, and we started brainstorming. And at the same time that that was brought up, all of a sudden we found out about this $116,000. And at that point, I said, now this could work. Yeah. So, and we aren't. I'm not coming back anymore this year and saying I need more squad cars. We already did the calculations that we will make it in our next couple of years, and thank goodness to a couple deputies for totaling four squad cars for us. I got four new squads in my fleet that I shouldn't have had, but they're there. So, about
did they happen to total out the oldest ones?
I want you to know that, but I don't know that one. My guess is probably no. But they did.
Well, I guess, you know, I'm not a salesman, but whoever suggested it on finance apparently thought it was a good idea then, so, you know.
And looking back right now, and if I would have known this, I would have said, I would do that.
I don't have any more right now. I thought I had another one, but I can't think of it right now.
All right, thank you. I'll get surprised by Friday.
Okay. Right now I have it figured up to you're about 45,000 short from the numbers you've given us. Where do you plan just having that go to the next budget, or where do you have to come up with that money? And that's for the radios, that's for everything else that you mentioned this evening.
Yep. Well, part of that should be get eaten up by hopefully selling.
I have that calculated in already. If I put it at 10,000, not 20,000, I put the lowest number.
Okay. We may not get the radios this year. We may look for the next year's budget. I may be begging Dave Gertson to help find me some money that didn't go through. Maybe Country Thunder will step up to the plate. Maybe we'll have some extra revenue or unanticipated revenue from federal inmates. So I just kind of said we're in the ballpark. We should be able to, we'll have enough money to get this vehicle.
I have no questions about that. Mm-hmm. It was just, I looked at it and said, okay, there's a gap here. How are we going to pull this off?
Yeah.
The gap.
And hopefully by next month, I'll have a better answer for you. But before I got to even that $45,000, I wanted to bring it in front of everybody tonight to make sure that there was support to start moving forward with it.
One thing I thought of was, now I believe Racine County has a mobile command unit, and so does Lake County.
I don't think Racine County has one.
Okay.
Walworth has one.
What I was thinking is...
two.
Getting one here and letting them do a walkthrough, if that had been done before or not.
It had been done before.
Okay.
But they would be happy to do it again.
Just before it comes up, getting all... before a county board meeting, let them walk you through it. Mm-hmm. Just... because there's a whole bunch of newer supervisors that may have not even...
good point.
...seen inside one of these before.
Mm-hmm. We just pick a date, and I can guarantee I'll have a couple here for you.
One is fine.
That's fine. That's not a problem.
Go ahead.
Anything else?
No.
Supervisor Johnson?
I remember them asking if you could extend the rotation time for the vehicles. I was going to ask, does Joint Services, they put in a lot of it themselves, right?
Yeah.
When they're making them for you to use.
Yep.
So it must take quite some time to get through that many. Is
it
that
takes
what you're
a
saying?
Week
that's why
to
they come
build
out
that one car.
Okay.
So they go through, it takes a week to build out a car. They go through and add all the wiring for all the lights, all the radios. They pull out the entire interior, they pull out the dash, they put on the front push bumper, mm-hmm. all the lights. Yeah, it takes about a week.
I went down there once and I was watching what they do when they were building one, and I can imagine with the number you said that they have down there, that it would take some time. But also I wanted to mention, I'm sure you're going to use it for large community events too, right? I mean, when big community events come, mm-hmm. and if we have natural disasters, those kinds of things, you'll have them there.
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely.
You know, and unfortunately, I think it's something we have to have in our community. I think we're at the size now where we need it, and I think that, unfortunately, we have a lot of violent events lately that we're seeing. We should be prepared for, and a lot of very severe weather. So I think it's a It's a necessary addition.
Yeah, the 100-year storms happen about every 2 years now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's going to be parked in your driveway.
I'm so glad I live in a condo. You can't park anywhere near me.
Supervisor Johnson, anything else?
No.
Supervisor Montemayor?
I have a question. When you first presented this, you said that this would serve us well for many, many years because it's in units that could be updated because the old one just couldn't get fixed anymore. So
right.
that is what we're still talking about, right?
Yep.
This could be, if you needed something new in the future, you can change it, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, not now, obviously, but the point
you're
is
right.
it can be revamped and stay up to date, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that's the one we're still looking at.
Yeah, that's the one. The one we have right now, we have no schematics for the wiring. We don't know where anything runs in it. This will have all that, and it'll all run in. If we said we no longer want the dispatch areas here, they can just basically pull the panels off the wall and take the wiring off and do whatever you want with it.
And then one quick question, kind of a laughing question. Does the people up north you want to sell ours to, do they have a lot of snowmobiles that will pull it? I mean, are they ready? Do they have souped
up? No one's looked at it yet.
Do they have souped up?
That's not
three
much
wheelers.
Money.
A few of them, their eyes lit up when I said we're selling one, but I also said, but there are issues that go with it. So that's why LDV said this one will sell between 10 and 20,000, and a new one costs half million.
Yeah, I understand.
Anything else, Supervisor
Milton? On this, what was going to be in the back of that, where you're going to put this customer, the robot, and it? I mean, is this a good use for it? I know it's good because it gets us 116,000, but is it? We're not, cramming something in just to get 116,000. It's still going to be functional.
Yeah, I think it was going to be more storage. So,
storage?
Are we giving up? We're giving up a little storage of cabinets for a robot that's about the size of this table and 5 feet tall, and a door that comes down. We do lose a little bit there, but it will meet the needs of everything that we want.
In one of these pictures, it shows uniforms stored back there, or
I think it was a bomb squad.
So that's all part of what still will be back there.
That's just the artist concept of
okay. I mean, I don't want to. I guess I don't want to take $116,000 to get $116,000 so that we can get a mobile companion, and if it's not going to be something that's truly functional. And I would hope they wouldn't even give it to us if they didn't think it was.
And Captain just informed me that we actually, because of the $116,000, we lengthened this 3.5 feet too. So we added space to it.
Okay. Anything else, Supervisor Noble?
No.
Youth and Governance, you have any questions for the sheriff?
I have a couple questions. So I'm to understand that in this 2013 budget, we're not going to ask for any monies delegated for squad cars, correct?
Correct. We won't be asking for any additional money, so I mean, it's already in the budget.
Correct.
This year.
Yep. Okay. And in the executive committee meeting last night, there was some concern that were brought up with the age and deterioration of possibly squads that we're not putting new squads into, and you know, the potential. I'm not really looking for.
Aged equipment?
Yeah, aged equipment. And how is that going to affect officers and officer safety? Are you comfortable with where we're at?
Very much.
With that?
The all the technology in our squad cars right now is current and up to date. The radio systems have all been replaced in the last year or two, and it's up to the digital systems that before 2 years ago, we still had the analog radios, and now we're digital, we're current with all technology in all the squad cars. So we're good, and I've been assured by my administration that the squad car and the mileage we're replacing about half the, I think we're replacing half the Mark fleet, aren't we? So I think we have, if I remember right, we have about 36, 38 Mark cars, and we're replacing 18 of them. So, and again, thanks to four total cars. But we're doing very well with cars, and we will do fine. Once we replace some of the cars that are coming offline right now, we'll be good.
Okay. Now, we talked briefly about this before the meeting, and it got brought up at last night's meeting. Is there any other counties that have a mobile command unit that rolls out to these events or certain events that there's a compensation for this? You know, remember, maybe we can get some, in March, get some idea on this. I mean, this was brought up, and I'd like to kind of investigate further.
I don't know of any law enforcement agency that gets compensated in the state of Wisconsin for any type of call that they roll on. It seems to me like Illinois...
I'm talking about private security, like versus Country Thunder, things like that, you know, big events.
I don't know. We go to... I can ask. I can put out the question to the other sheriffs, and I was just up there with them today, so I can put out the question, but I don't know of anyone that actually gets compensated for bringing equipment out there. It's kind of our job as a sheriff's department to protect the people that are inside Kenosha County, and it was never designed, I don't believe it was ever designed for us to be. We make profit by our federal inmates, but to actually go out there and protect and serve, and I don't know that that's for profit.
Okay.
I know that some other states have actually tried that when they respond to a call for an accident. I know this is different, but they've started sending bills to people when they get into an accident. I don't believe that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, that was just brought up, and I agree with Supervisor Noble on, you know, I think we need to approach the owners of Country Thunder, and we had kind of talked about this. I don't think you need to press them with a thumb, but, you know, you're going to have a state-of-the-art piece of equipment out there. Obviously, it's a win-win for them. It's been a win-win for them since the Sheriff's Department has been out there because they haven't had the incidents prior.
Right.
That, you know what I mean? I mean, as we talked before, it was just chaos.
Yep.
And now I'm assuming that the easier their event runs, the better things are for them, the more lucrative everything is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
As far as problems prior. So that's kind of my questions in regards to this mobile command unit.
Yep.
Supervisor Johnson, you have something?
Two things. I just wanted to say that I completely agree that you shouldn't be looked at as private security, that it's crossing... kind of blurs a line, I think, when you charge people when you're acting as a sheriff or when you're acting as a private security person. So I think that's something we should stay away from. But as far as asking them to cover the expenses, the new vehicle is a part of the overhead, a part of your expense. So I don't see a problem. And it sounds like they'd be agreeable to that, but that's how I would approach it, as it's a new part of your overhead. So something that it's an expense that we have. So. But I agree that we shouldn't be asking people to pay for services.
Supervisor Noble?
Yeah, you know, I was starting to think back, and you know, you said you kind of like foisted or forced yourself on them. But if I recall, it was touch and go whether or not Country Thunder was going to continue on. I know I voted against it.
It was.
And I think enough supervisors voted along with it because they made a commitment, and security was a big part of the problem, was probably the problem.
It was the problem, you're right.
And they probably wouldn't even be in a business right now if they hadn't, you know, agreed to let you do the security for them, because for one, I know I voted against it, and I'm not the only one who voted against it. It passed by a majority. And they got a second shot, and they used you, and then we haven't had problems since. So, not you, but you used the sheriff's department.
Yep.
So they should. You can remind them of that as well.
I will. I'll use all these tools that you bring up, and I'll bet you that they will be supportive.
Yep. And they were different, apparently different owners.
The prior owners were more difficult to deal with.
But, you know, I mean, you did force yourself on them, is one way of saying it, but they wouldn't be in business today if you had...
It would be more like a church festival if it wasn't for...
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Anything else, Supervisor? No. Trevor?
At, like, previous Country Thunders, was the our mobile command center there in previous years, the ones that we have now? Or what was there in previous years? Like, this is... Day one in the future, but what was there?
There is, we have one right now that if you looked at a picture of it, it would look along this line. So we have one, and it has been out there every year. It's our mobile dispatch center. It's where we keep our gear. It's where our officers come back every day, and they have the porta potty outside. It's kind of the home base for us. So we have had one out there every year we've been there.
And now it's just like it's out of date.
Yeah, it's out of date. It leaks. It won't run.
It's older than you.
It's older. It is older than you. Yeah.
They have to prepare it for days before they know they're going to move it.
Yeah.
It's in the nursing home.
Yeah.
So, are you done? Okay. Quick question.
With us selling this mobile command unit we have now,
yep.
Do we have a bomb squad unit that could be sold too? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a goofy question.
We have a pickup truck for the bomb unit. Right now we have one pickup truck that they have. We have two robots. The smaller robot is inside this the pickup truck, and so it'll the smaller one will be to smaller incidents. And if we have something a little bit more major, then they'll roll the big unit out too. So the bomb unit will have the option of pulling out either vehicle they want, depending on the situation. So for someone to go out to a mailbox for something that is suspicious in the mailbox, it probably the better use would be probably the pickup truck that's easier to maneuver and get out. So we'll have two vehicles the bomb unit can use.
And I don't know if anybody, I didn't know that, so that's news to me as
yep.
far as that goes. Any other supervisors? Supervisor, no.
If you have
I'm sorry, but as you bring that up, have you ever had a demonstration of the bomb unit and the robots that are out there?
No, I personally.
As the weather improves, we will set up before one of your committee meetings, and we'll invite the other the entire county board for a demonstration of the bomb unit, so you can see the robots that we have. We have over $500,000 in robots alone.
Thank you, Supervisor Noble.
If you get a call from another county that doesn't have a bomb unit or a mobile command, do you build the other county for it? You know, so you just do it.
It's mutual aid.
Mutual aid, so that someday that they have something you need, then they don't charge us.
Absolutely. We have an issue at the drag strip. Racine Sheriff sends their deputies down here. When we had the tornado out in the West End, Waller sent their mobile command units out to us. Whenever the State Patrol rolled down here and helped, that's kind of how we all work, because no department can handle every major situation, so we all work together.
Yeah, okay. I just wondered, because I know if the highway department does a road in another county, they get reimbursed, but that's not an emergency situation.
You're more like a contractor at that time.
I remember discussing that last year in budget, too, about
mutual aid.
So, at this time, do we have any other questions for the sheriff? Any supervisors, youth and governance? Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Moving on, we have 656. We have the Sheriff's Department 2013 capital outlay change in the copier purchase plan. Captain Apgar, how are you?
Good. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this is a budgeted item. We had $9,000 budgeted for a new copier for the Detective Bureau, and it wasn't specified where it was going, but that was the intention of replacing an older unit that's in there. In talking with IT, county IT, their recommendation, instead of replacing it with just a copier, was with a multifunctional device that scans, copies, and faxes. So the technology is advanced. Instead of buying a big copier, they said we can get a multifunctional device for about a little less than half the cost of this unit. The Sheriff's Department only has one multifunctional device. It's right in the middle. It's used for process and for clerical use. What we would like to do is get the, and this is IT's recommendation as well, get the Sheriff's Administration a multifunctional device to replace their copier as well, and also replace the detective's copier with a multifunctional device, all with the $9,000 that's budgeted.
Any questions, Supervisor Noble?
I just got two of them for my company, and they make different types of multifunctionals. One, it would be a multifunctional that is a copier primarily and a fax secondary, and then they make one that's fax primarily and a copier secondary, fax scanner, you know, copy machine. And the one that's primarily a fax scanner and a copy machine secondary is, they're much cheaper than the other one. So I just throw that out there because I don't know what you need in your two places, but if you have a machine that does mostly faxing and scanning and you don't really need that many copies out of it, you can get one for, you know, quite a bit cheaper than the one that's, you know, a copy machine and also a fancy fax and a scanner. So.
Right. That's why IT is involved with this. They know how many copies are made at that specific location where the chief and sheriff don't make that many copies. They scan most, they fax most. So that would be a unit that gets put in there. It's a smaller unit. The one in the detective bureau gets used for more copying, making cases, copying cases, but they also scan. They don't have capabilities to scan at their end. They have to go the other end of the building by the process area if they want to scan anything. So.
The other thing I would make sure is you'll probably end up having a maintenance contract, and you'll pay for a one price for black and white, another price for color. You should make sure that you negotiate that you don't pay anything for the scans.
I was told by IT that that is the case. These okay. will not be color units. Each end of the building has a color color printer already. No color copiers. That isn't the plan. And the plan is to start replacing. IT's plan is to replace all personal printers as well. Chief Deputy does not have a printer in his office, and we're trying to
we better get
weed
on
those
that.
Out. Well, he gave it up. So if he can do it, I guess he's setting an example that everybody can do it.
Yeah, because having the personal printers costs like 20 cents a copy as compared to like a penny on one of these multifunction machines.
It's even less than that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there is no charge for scanning in these.
Okay. But you will be paying a maintenance for the per copy for the
yes.
machine once you get it, which is not
yes.
included here, but I'm sure you're paying maintenance on whatever you got anyways.
Right.
Right.
Do you have something?
No, I was going to make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Yeah. I don't even know if this is a resolution or are we just
discuss
it. Yeah.
It's a budget modification.
Yeah, it's a so. Motion approved by Supervisor Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Anita Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you, Captain. Moving on, 7 o'clock, number 8, the resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Scott's of DOT Bots Traffic Enforcement Grants 2012 and 2013.
Chairman, Committee members, my name is Tom Bealey. I'm the Third Shift Patrol Commander, and this is regarding the Bots Grants, Traffic Safety Grants. The Bureau of Traffic Safety has awarded the department $74,300 for concentrated traffic patrols. That involves speed enforcement, alcohol enforcement, and seatbelt compliance enforcement. Essentially, it's a win-win situation for the department. They give us the money. It covers overtime costs. It covers benefit costs for the deputies. All we have to do is just a soft local match of 25%. And essentially, that's covered by mileage costs for the deputies going on the patrol, and also straight time costs for our other traffic patrols that we have going out. That's easily covered by our traffic interdiction unit that are on second and first shift patrols. So as far as covering that soft match, that's not going to be a problem. So essentially, we're getting free money to go out and enforce these, do these concentrated patrols.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Any questions for Lieutenant Gailey at this time? Supervisor Noble?
I used to vote against these things, but I don't bother anymore. But the equipment, I prefer to get more equipment than, and it seems like we're getting less and less and less equipment on these bot grants, and it looks like I'm looking at $8,500 is all we're going to get for equipment.
Right.
What are we getting?
The proposal was for audio recorders or digital audio recorders for all the deputies. There's some other requests for some laser units. We've also for fatal vision guidance as far as for training in high school. But a lot of it is the digital audio recorders. Basically, that way the deputies have them for any calls for service or anything like that. Where it's recorded, we have to do recorded interviews, things of that nature.
When we have this on the county board, can you attach a list of the equipment that you're planning on getting?
Absolutely. Is it on there?
No.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
And then the other thing, how are we doing with those signboards? Do we have enough of those? I personally feel that's a great deterrent for speeders. And I don't see many in Kenosha County as compared to other places I drive through.
Sure. We do get every complaints.
Those ones where the speed limit thing?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And based on the areas where we do have complaints, we do set that out. It's kind of like a warning. We'll put that out for about a week, and then we'll go out and we'll actually start enforcing writing tickets. So it's kind of a heads up and that we're going to be coming in trying to slow down the traffic.
Well, but we could buy more with this type of a grant. Do we have sufficient quantity?
I don't know if we have just one.
We have one. In the wintertime, we don't put it out because of the weather and the plows and the deterioration that would happen to it. That goes out once the weather starts turning nicer, and we try to pick areas that we get the most complaints on. And every once in a while, it does get damaged, believe it or not. But it does go out on a regular basis, and one of the issues, I shouldn't say it's an issue, we tie up some of our court officers to go run it. It takes a while to set it up and charge it and to get it out to different places. But it goes out on a pretty regular basis in the summertime, not always in areas that all of us would travel. It isn't always on Highway 50. Sometimes it's on Highway F or it's on different roads. So it isn't something that you would see all the time, but when the weather gets nice, it's out there a lot.
Well, I guess where I'm going with this is one doesn't seem like very many to me, and I do believe, I'm guessing the one we got it on this bot grant, so I think you can buy them on this grant. Pardon? 12 years, okay, see, I remember that, I guess. So I think we should maybe throw another one on, and next time we have a bot grant, or on this one if it's not too late.
It's not too late to change it, no. We would have to probably sacrifice the auto recorders for that. But
No, I'm talking about sacrificing some overtime.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Excuse me. Chief Deputy?
Mr. Chairman, to answer Supervisor Noble, I know it's concerns, but we've never had a backlog waiting list for a speed sign. I've been dealing with this for a long time also. We have requests, like the sheriff said, that it goes out on a regular basis, but they're not stacked up in the queue saying, we've got to have that speed sign. If we replaced it with an updated version, a little bit more, our newer version, that would be something, but at this point, at least in our county, two really aren't really that necessary. We've never had a tremendous demand, so we've got to have more speed signs. It's been pretty adequate for what we need and what we do. So
for 12 years, one's been enough, huh?
We've never had a backlog. They've never been up in the queue waiting for it.
Seems quite an anomaly, I think. But, to have the additional traffic that we have, and in 12 years, we still don't have any more demand for it.
It usually goes out upon request because there's traffic issues. There's people that are speeding through subdivisions, like the sheriff said, places where we normally would travel. you remember our TRU units out on the major highways, we got our march squads out on patrol, but usually in subdivisions or things like that is what people want, those are barren stretches of road work.
Gary.
Past houses.
Gary, yeah.
So that's what we use it for mostly. Mm-hmm. And it's not in great demand, but it does want a lot of different areas that we request it. A lot of times the supervisor might request it, or the town chairman, or the towns would request it, or even in neighborhood watch groups. So.
All right, thank you.
They're in my neighborhood all the time. Like
really?
Horizons.
Yes.
Where is it at?
It's by the new Target by Highway 50, but in the subdivisions. Because we have them right before the stop sign that's behind the tree.
Okay.
So it's like a cop right there. So you.
Well, obviously, you know this why.
Oh. In the winter, you can only see the stop sign because the tree's dead. And during the spring, the tree is like full, and then you have to slow down and see. I just had my license for a year now. So I observed my parents.
Supervisor Noble, do you have anything else? Supervisor Johnson, you had something?
I just want to ask. I'm sure when you get the grants, you do a needs assessment, see what you need the most, what the highest priority is, and put it towards that, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Any other supervisors have any questions, Lieutenant? With that, can I have a motion to approve?
Second.
First by Supervisor Arrington, second by Supervisor Ron Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, moving on. Sheriff, don't leave just yet. Please. 708, other business allowed by law. Sheriff, can you sit up here for a second? I got just a quick question for you. At the committee meeting last night, it was brought up. Can I get some type of, I don't know, report next month just on the courthouse security? Is it, if it's been adequate, how things have been that, you know, I don't know.
You want the calls for service?
Yeah, you know, can we make any improvements with that? I mean, then Supervisor Rowe stepped up and said, hey, I'm there every day, everything is fantastic. So, Supervisor, Vice Chair Kavicki had a couple issues that there's, I don't know, there's like some 4-foot wall. I'm going to ask them, so I'm going to give you a call on that, or something to get passed over this wall. That's what we purchased. I don't get it.
The security in the courthouse is not full.
That's
for sure.
That was a list of just general.
Okay, what would you like? Tell me what you want. Like calls for service?
Yeah,
I can get you calls for service. And the types of calls.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not asking me to look for a 4-foot wall and tell
you
what the issue
is. No, I'll investigate that.
All right.
So,
because I'll look up whatever you want. But it's
Well, and I could call you prior to that.
Right.
You know, it was just brought up, and I just want to do my due diligence with it.
Do you want me to email you the calls for service in the types? I can do that rather easily.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Beth, thank you. Thank you. I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
First by Supervisor Johnson, second by Supervisor Andrew. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
I have a little church.
Yeah, no.